from KBIA Newsroom in Colombia. I am Afshan Masani. 9 conservation organizations, including Missouri River Relief and Missouri Conservation Corps, are gathering on Monday for a diversity, equity, and inclusion workshop. It's happening at Bradford Farms and is the first of its kind in mid-Missouri. KBIA's Molly Coy has the story.
Parker McMullen Bushman is the CEO of Eco-Inclusive and a trainer for the workshop on March 18th. Eco-Inclusive is an organization that helps conservation groups foster healthy, diverse environments among their staff and the communities for which they work. McMullen Bushman says in her research, she found the most disparities of environmental access occur within communities of color.
And it was a bigger predictor than even socioeconomic status. So a middle-class Black person is more likely to be located next to an environmental harm or injustice than a poor white person.
According to McMullen Bushman, environmental harm involves keeping people from the benefits of spending time in nature. The workshop on March 18th will include lectures, hands-on activities, and breakout groups. I'm Molly Coy, KBIA News.
Hundreds of thousands of people are expected at this weekend's St. Patrick's Day parade in Kansas City. Much tighter security measures will be taken than in past years due to last month's deadly mass shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. The parade in Missouri's largest city on Sunday will be the first mass gathering since the February 14th Victory Parade. Officers will be placed strategically along the St. Patrick's Day parade route. The Victory Parade shootings raised questions about such gatherings, if they're worth the risk in Kansas City, because it has one of the nation's highest homicide rates. Passing the Missouri budget for the upcoming fiscal year is something that must get done this session. With lawmakers taking a week off starting Monday, the bulk of that work will have to happen the second half of the session. House Budget Chair Cody Smith said he feels good about his initial version of the budget, which was revealed yesterday.
We don't want to rush through the process. We want to be thoughtful about how we craft the budget. And so I feel good about the time that we've taken, the amount of hours that we've invested in this.
However, Representative Peter Meredith, who serves as the ranking Democrat on the budget committee, said the delay in the budget process is due to Smith taking longer to complete his version.
Later and later he sends that to us, and later we send it over to the Senate, and that's where the time crunch happens.
This legislature has a deadline of May 10th to pass the budget. Last night's storms have left trails of destruction in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and Arkansas. About 40 people are injured and dozens of homes damaged in one Indiana community. Tornadoes were also suspected in Illinois and Missouri. The Indian Lake area in Ohio's Logan County appeared to be the hardest hit, killing 3 people. Officials are assessing the extent of the destruction today. Search crews and cadaver dogs are looking for any more victims. I'm Afshan Musani, KBIA News, Colombia.